I want to suggest a second exercise to you. We call this five states of awareness. And my friend Kitty Engelman and I developed a version of this. And this is one that you can do really well with a partner. If you have a partner, you can sit and face each other and do this exercise. If you don't have a partner, you can do it with a tree. You could do it with a landscape. You could do it with a plant, with almost anything else. But take a breath and sit down facing, let's say it's going to be your partner, facing your partner, and bring yourself into that state of grounded, wide awareness and clarity that we did in the previous exercise. And as you sit and look at your partner, or you look at your tree or whatever it is, I'd like you first to be aware of just the physical reality. You could try describing it, but as you try describing it, you might notice that even the words you use to describe that physical reality are one step away from the actual physical reality itself. You know, if I'm looking at a partner and I say, okay, I am seeing an older woman, I've already made a judgment. What I'm seeing is a woman, in some sense, I've already made a judgment. If I say, I see this person with wrinkles on her face, with hair that is starting to turn gray, then I'm getting a little bit closer back to that physical reality. So just see what it's like to try to really describe that reality, or you may find you want to try to draw it or paint it rather than describe it. Now from that physical reality, let yourself become aware of the thoughts, the judgments, the labels, the names that you put on it. Now you can look at that face, those wrinkles, those gray hairs, and say to yourself, okay, I see an older woman. I see wrinkles around her eyes. I see from the fact that she's not wearing makeup, that tells me something I might suspect or judge about her comfort with her aging process. And just take a moment and do that. And now I'd like you to be aware of the energy of your partner. And you might take a breath and just even close your eyes for a moment. Hold out your hands. See if you can move your hand in and out and become aware of their energetic field. Maybe a very subtle sense, almost like a tingling or a heat or a cooling. Notice where the energy's strong, where it's weaker. If you can't quite feel it or see it, you might simply guess from the way your energy feels. You know, is this person high energy? Are they vital? Are they full of health? Are there places of weakness? Are they tired? And then move to the emotions that you feel in the presence of this person. Does this person seem kind, seem loving? Do you feel comfortable, relaxed? Do you feel wary? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? What's the emotional texture? And then with another breath, ask yourself if you see some kind of sense of spirit, of essence. It's It's a quality that's hard to name. And you may notice that what we have done is gone around the magic circle of the elements, starting with earth, which corresponds to the physical, moving on to air, which corresponds to the mental, to what we think, moving to fire, which corresponds to energy, back to water, which corresponds to emotion, and finally to the center, which corresponds to essence or spirit. And so these five modes of perception are always available to us. And it's important when we're observing the physical world to be aware which of these modes we're bringing in. And to also know some of them are very susceptible to our own interpretations. You know, it's very easy to look at the tree and say, oh, that tree really feels so happy standing here in the earth. Maybe that's true, or maybe that's your own happiness projected onto the tree. When you do become sensitive to this kind of observation, you'll find that your own emotional response to a tree or a plant, you know, I often will use that when I'm doing something as practical as pruning a tree. You know, you can kind of feel when the tree is happier, when the tree is lighter. It becomes a very visceral experience. But it does take some experience and some practice. So if you've gone through that with a partner inside, you might also want to turn this off, go outside, find a tree, find a bush, find a lake, find something to observe and sit and go through those five modes of perception. And when you're sitting in your spot, you might also take yourself through all those five modes as you observe your place in nature.